Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Guys, I love the fact I'm getting the chance to talk to you on a Sunday. Oscar night.
Awards day.
Awards day, but it's more important being here than watching the awards because fans are getting a chance to see you guys, man, live. And can I say stripped down?
Tonight is a night for actors, but it's an afternoon for music fans and musicians singing. So
yeah,
it'll be fun, man. This is really exciting for us. You know, we get to see a lot of friends and some fans that we haven't seen in a long time in Toronto. So to get a chance to kind of play a couple special songs for them in the middle of the tour is, we're pretty excited about it.
Yeah, you know, and the thing I've always said was, you know, when you have a good song or good songs, when you can strip it down and do it acoustic, and you guys have been so going in that direction, man, and making great songs. So I'm looking forward to hearing the acoustic side to things. I mean, how are you guys feeling about the performance for tonight?
Really excited, actually. It's funny that you say that, because this time around, as we were sort of coming up to this acoustic performance, we really wanted to take a different spin on it. And a lot of artists that we look up to have a really unique way of sometimes taking an acoustic performance and putting a completely different spin on the song. And for us, that's always a treat to listen to. So for once, we really wanted to take a stab at sort of a variance in a performance. So we're really looking forward to this and hope you guys are too.
Which pretty much means we don't know what's going to happen.
But are you still...
That's our way of saying we haven't practiced.
Are you guys used to the way fans react to you guys? Because I'm hearing fans are out there like 3:30 this morning waiting for you guys outside the building.
That's pretty nuts, man. I definitely do remember the age of buying concert tickets when I had to wait out in line for tickets beforehand, but I don't know if I've personally ever waited for a concert. So to see these kind of kids' dedication, that's puts a warm place in our hearts. So.
Yeah, you know, to be honest, some people, and sometimes we'll be in interviews, and it almost seems as if the person interviewing us is kind of balking at the fact that our fans are just young and they just scream and they're not really music fans. But I think they're neglecting to acknowledge the fact that they, too, at some point in their life were 13, 14, or 15 and also loved music at that age. And for us, it's a real privilege to be able to be brought back to that moment every night. When we walk on stage and we see those kids and we see how pumped up they are, it really is bringing me back to that moment when I was in a stadium going, oh my gosh, what is even happening here? And it was those moments in my life that resonated throughout my entire teenage life that I remembered, those moments where I saw an artist or I saw a band play and I was like, wow, this is so crazy. I've never experienced something like this. And it's such a special moment for those kids. So for us, it's almost like a chance to relive that and over.
I would love to hear who told you about that, about your fans the way they are, because if that was the truth, then you guys would not get as many nominations that you guys have gotten this upcoming Juno Awards, man.
I'm telling you, Rudy, we got too many nominations. Where are we going to put all these nominations? They're really piling up. We got so many. Our trunk's full of nominations right now. We got no more room.
No more
Stop
room.
It.
Hey, look, congratulations on that. I mean, how are you guys feeling about this coming up, man?
I'm very excited. You know why? Because our friend Classified is also nominated for a Juno as well. So it's always, we always say this, that it's nice to see, peers and friends from on the road. So it'll be a nice way to kind of cap off the tour to go kind of see some old friends and just kind of enjoy the show. And the Junos are always just a spectacle to watch. So even for us just being there and watching all of our friends perform and stuff and just the show that goes on, it's an exciting night in TV.
But, The categories that you guys are in, very respected, man. When you're talking about, your songs and stuff like that. You know, going back again to what we just mentioned before about, critics talking about whatever the hell they're talking about. I mean, you guys are serious songwriters, man, and your peers are showing you that respect.
Well, I think that's maybe the most humbling part of it all is in most cases the categories that were nominated in, and as well as the other artists and peers of ours that are nominated in those categories, to be paired along the likes of most of the artists that we are nominated with is itself quite a prestigious honor, and I think for me the most humbling part of it all.
I know we only got about another minute, but I want to get into this very quickly, though. You guys have been nominated a lot, but the wins just don't seem to pop up. I think you guys have, best DVD cover or something like that?
No, an album designer got an award or something.
But you think they'll finally break? You think, I don't want to call it a jinx, but...
I think me and Jake are quite happy, and I think the band is doing just fine. And, we'll take all the... We take everything with the punches and just roll with it, so...
Yeah, the band's learned to measure our success by our success and not by our accolades, and I think that's been really important for us.
Very very nice. So what can we expect of the tour March 13th? You hear at the ACC, what can we expect?
Oh, man.
Oh, dude. It is it was an absolute sensual assault on all your senses, actually. You see how I threw that one in there?
What did you just do there, dude?
I know. I just talked about
it. By the time we roll into Toronto, you guys are going to be experiencing quite the well-oiled machine. We've hit our stride, and the shows now are just getting banged out over and over, and we're getting really pumped every time we play. So this has been the most exceptional tour we've ever put together. It's a really big
show. The most songs we've ever played, the most lights, the most...
Over 100 minutes of music.
Oh, geez, man. It's crazy. And, we're just launching ourselves all over the map. So, yeah, we can't wait for everybody. Yeah, we can't wait to see everybody join us on the March 13th, the ACC.
Fantastic. Should be a good one. Guys, always a pleasure talking to you.
Blair, big fan.
RB.
There we go. Beautiful.